The third Sunday in ordinary time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. Seeing that many others had undertaken to draw up accounts of the events that had taken place among us, exactly as these were handed down to us by those who from the outset were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, I, in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from the beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well founded the teaching is that you have received. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favour." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them, "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen."
It is early in Jesus' public life, and Maria Valtorta writes, "I see a large square room. I call it a large room, although I realise it is the synagogue in Nazareth, as my internal informant tells me, because there is nothing but the bare walls painted pale yellow and a sort of desk on one side. There is also a tall lectern with some rolls on it. There are some people praying, but not as we pray. They are all facing in one direction with their hands not joined, but approximately as a priest stands at the altar. Above the desk and the lectern, there are some lamps. Amongst the people there is Jesus, with his apostle cousins, and with others who are obviously relatives, but I do not know them. After the reading, the rabbi looks at the crowd in a mute invitation. Jesus comes forward and asks to preside at the meeting today. I hear his beautiful voice reading the passage of Isaiah quoted by the Gospel, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me." And I hear the comment he makes, calling himself the bearer of the Gospel, of the law of love that replaces the previous rigour with mercy, so that health will be granted to all those who, on account of the sin of Adam, were diseased in their souls and indirectly also in their bodies. Because sin always gives rise to vice, and vice to bodily illness. Therefore, all those who are prisoners of the evil spirit will be freed. I have come to break their chains, to reopen the way to heaven, to give sight to blind souls and hearing to deaf ones. The time of the grace of the Lord has come. The grace is amongst you and is speaking to you. The patriarchs desired to see this day. Its existence was proclaimed by the Most High, and its time was foretold by the prophets. Informed by a supernatural inspiration, they already know that the dawn of this day has risen, and their entry to paradise is now close at hand. and exulting in their souls, they are saints who require only my blessing to be citizens of heaven. You see it. Come to the light which has risen. Divest yourselves of your passions to be agile in following Christ. Have a good will to believe, to improve yourselves, to desire health, and you will be given health.